Button. We are on the bottom of page 288. We're starting Siman Kuf Yud Ches, moving on to Siman Kuf Yud Tes. We're up to, at least in the Shulchan Aruch, Chatima Birchas Hashiva. The Bracha of Hashiva Shoftenu, which the really discussion over here is Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur time. Hashiva Shoftenu Chotim Ba Melech Ohed Tzedakah Mishpat. The Chatima of the Bracha of Hashiva Shoftenu is Melech Ohed Tzedakah Mishpat. Umi Rosh Hashanah V'Yanon Kiburim Chotim Ha Melech HaMishpat. We know we add in Ha Melech HaMishpat, both. With the Hey Ayadiyah, Ha Melech HaMishpat, the Mishabur writes, you have to be very careful not to say Ha Melech Mishpat. You have to say Ha Melech HaMishpat, two Hey Ayadiyahs. Some hold you're not even Yotzei B'Di'evid if you don't say it. Lemaisa, we say you would not go back if you forgot one of the Heys. Now, says the Ramah, Miu, Im Amar Melech, Oh, Hey, Tzdako Mishpat, Ain't Tzarech Lachzor, says the Ramah. The very important heter for Ashkenazim that don't remember to say Hamelech HaMishpat during a Aseres Yemei Tshuva. We all know that if you forget Hamelech HaKadosh, you have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei and go back. However, by Hamelech HaMishpat, says the Ramah B'Di'evan, you're going to be Yotzei. Why? The only time you have to go back is if during the year one has the nusach of Hakel Ohev Tzedakah HaMishpat in Bimkom Hakel. We call Melech Ohev Tzedakah Umishpat. When you say Melech Ohev Tzedakah Mishpat, then you are mentioning Melech already, and therefore you're Yotzei B'di'evit. This is the Shita of the Ramah. Svardim do not hold like this. Svardim hold that you have to be, you have to say Amelech HaMishpat, or else you're not Yotzei just like Amelech HaKadosh. That's why the Ramah had to chime in over here and say what he said. Fine. Simen Kuf Yudet. So we're up to the Simen that talks about Biklali, all the Brachos Emtsayos. Okay, all the brachos and tzayos. Bezrat Hashem, we'll get to the end today of what to do l'maisa if someone has a bakasha, when to insert it, what is the best time. Let's go through this halacha. There's a bunch of important haras over here. Im rotzu lahosif b'chol bracha mi'am tzayos, me'ena bracha mosif. If one wants to include something that has to do with the bracha that you are saying, then you are allowed to be mosif in that bracha. That we all know. Rafeinu for a chol, baruch aleinu for parnas. Okay, tekabe shofar for kibbutz golis. Okay, whatever it might be. Okay, Matzmiach Karen Yeshua for Mashiach. Whatever it might be that you're davening for that has to do with that bracha, you're allowed to insert it in that bracha. Ketzad, hayalo chola, if you have a chola, mivakesh alav, rachamim mibarachas rafeinu. You have a chola, you should ask her in rafeinu. Hayatzarech parnasa, mivakesh alav, mibarachas hashani, baruch aleinu. We all know that that's what we said all along. Says the Ramah important nahar over here, ukshim mosif, when you are mosif. In the brachas emtsayis, when do you put it in? Yatchil bebracha v'acher kach mosif. It's important that you have to start the bracha first. Rafeinu Hashem, then you put in the chola at some point in the middle. Okay, baruch aleinu. You have to start the bracha already, and then you put in the chola. Then you add for parnasa. You don't start with the bakasha and then go at it with the bracha. The Mishnah Berurah points out the reason for this is in Siv Katan Gimel. He says that tzarich lasos ikur mimatpeya shetavu chachamim ubakasha shalot yet tefilah v'lo lahefach. Very similar to the svara of Shlomo Zalman, who says not to every day insert the same name, not to every day say the Yiratzon Rafa'enu, in order not to make that part of the nusach of the bracha. So to over here, where you don't want to make it look like this is the ikar part of the bracha, is my bakasha. The ikar part of the bracha is the nusach that Anshei Knesset HaGedolah gave us. That's the ikar part of the bracha. And then, also tafel to that, is my bakasha. It's important. It's very important to add your own bakashas in Shmoneh Esrei, but it's not more important than the regular nusach. So you start the regular nusach, and then you go ahead and continue. The Mishnah Berurah points out in the Hemshech over here, the Katab of Primagadit Tzarech Lahaktim Velomer Mamar Shalim Meinu Abrach. You can't just say Baricha, Barich, okay, and then say something for a parnasa. You have to start a Keta Shalim. You have to say something that makes sense. Kigoni wrote to the Vakesh, he didn't lash him deya, yaktim yomar atachunin ladam das. Okay, you say atachunin ladas, you give das to people, then you could ask for something in that bracha. You don't say atachunin, okay? You have to say something that makes sense first, and then that is connected to the bracha, then you go ahead and ask for your bakasha. So that is in any of the Achadam Tziyos. Then the Mechaber says, "Ubeshomayat Tfila Lachol Yishol Yachol Yishol Kol Tzrachov." In Shomayat Tfila, you're allowed to ask for anything you want. We know Shomayat Tfila is called all the Emtzayos. It has to do with all the Bakashos, and therefore you could ask for the Shikolelas Kol Bakashos. It is Kolel all the Bakashos. Then we move on to this Rabbeinu Yonah, who has a couple of Ha'aras, within these brachos emsayos. It's not even clear we paskin like this Rabbeinu Yonah. It could be that's a stam in Yeshomrim over here. That's why it's Rabbeinu Yonah. But generally, we try and follow this Rabbeinu Yonah. Ula Rav Rabbeinu Yonah says the following. When you want to add something in, that has to do with each bracha of the emsayos. If you're davening for something that has a klal Yisrael dikadin, it's a rabim dikadin, then you ask for it b'lashin rabim and not b'lashin yachid. Below Yosef elu b'sofa bracha below b'emsa, and you should ask at the end of the bracha and not in the middle of the bracha. Mimshol tzrach of mamish, but if you're asking for your own needs, kegon sheish lo cholu b'toch beisol. A relative is sick. Or you need parnasa. You're allowed to ask in the middle of the bracha. Then you ask in lashon yachid and not lashon rabbi. But in shomea tefila, and also if you want to add in bakashas a little kind of sore at the end of davening. Ben kodim yilur atzon, ben achar, of whether you do it before yilur atzon, whether you do it after yilur atzon, yachid yishol, ben belashin yachid, ben belashin rabim, then you can use any lashin you want, lashin yachid, lashin rabim, ben tzrachov mamish, ben tzrachi rabim, whether it's your tzrachov, or whether it's the rabim tzrachov over there, you're allowed to do it in any nosach you want. Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzel added a very important ahara over here, that he told me a while ago, is that if you're adding a bakasha in the emsayos, you're supposed to do it dafka in Hebrew. You're supposed to do it dafka in Hebrew. It's supposed to be a short bakasha, we'll see and see vase. And you're supposed to dafka do it in Hebrew. If you want to do something in English, you should wait till Elokai Nitzor. Okay, that's what Rav Nevinzel said. You should try and do it in Hebrew. Now, going back in a couple of important things over here. Number one, the Mishnah Berurah says when you are making a bakasha. Sif Katan Aleph, he says, this is only, says the Prima Gadim, this is only if you have a chol in your house or you need parnasa right now. Over here is not the place to ask for, please make me healthy for a long time. Okay? Don't make me sick later on. Only if someone's sick right now, it's something dachuf right now, that's what you ask for right now. You don't ask for, make sure I have a $10 million. Don't ask that. I don't become poor. Make sure I have parnasa 10 years from now. You only ask for things that you need right now. You want to ask something about the future? That's when he says that you put in Shema Koleinu. You don't put it in Tachoneinu. You don't put it in Rafainu. You don't put it in Baruch Aleinu. Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzel, he has a tzarachian and this prima gadin that the Mishnah Berurah quotes. He says lechore tzarachian. Harigam sheilas hagshamim berachas shanim uavar tvuah shalat shana abba. At the end of the day, when we say v'tayim talam atali bracha, we're asking for rain right now, but the rain for now is not for the rain per se. It's in order that we will grow, be able to grow wheats and grains and fruits for the next coming year. So it's really ala osid. So he leaves tzarachian over here, but that's what the Mishnah Berurah writes. If you want to ask on the osid, you should do it in shomeat tefila now. Says the Mishnah Berurah in the end of Sif Katan Beis. This we mentioned before one time. If someone's davening for his friend, you don't have to mention his name, because it says by Moshe Rabbeinu when he davened about Miriam, El Narafan Nalah. It doesn't say her name. Miriam. But that's only if the person is in the room. You're davening for someone's parnasa who is in the room in the Beit Knesset. You're davening for a cholo who happens to be there. You don't mention his name. Shalom b'fanav tzarich la'askir shemo. But if it's not in front of him, then you're supposed to mention the person's name. Rabbi Kiva Eger points out over here in the Ghost on the Shulchan Aruch, he says if one is davening for his father, it's not a good enough to say Rafa na la'avi mori, Rafa na la'imi morasi. You have to mention their name. And not only that, there are many poskim who hold that you don't mention any place of mechubad titles before. You don't say avi mori, you say avi v'chuli v'chuli, you don't say mori. Same thing, if someone's davening for one of the rebbeim, many poskim hold you don't say Moreinu, Rabbeinu, Hagon, Atzadik. Okay, we're davening to Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's only these titles are for Kadosh Baruch Hu, not for other people. We're davening for them, and therefore many people leave out all titles whatsoever when they're davening for Cholim. That's the Rav Noig. When Rav davens for Rav Nevinzel, you just say his name. You don't have to. Okay. Right. So that I think that is the minhag. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, it's for some reason it's in one of the perushim in the back of the Gemara on by the siyam. When you make a siyam, there's some perushim over there. It says over there, it talks about not adding titles over there. It talks about on kvarim adding titles over there. If I'm not mistaken, there's something over there that talks about there. Rabbi Kiva Hager, though, you mentioned beferish, though, that you have to mention, if you're davening for your father, you have to mention their names. And if you open up to the back of the krach, Marina Rabbeinu Nevensal, in the Yitzhak Yarei, in the Dir Masel Tzorich, he has a very important dian over here, B'Shem the Stipler. He says the following: what about, a lot of times we don't know the person's name, okay? Or they know their English name, or they don't even have a Hebrew name, some people. What do you do in these cases? How do you daven for someone? So he starts with something that is a chiddush, because I think growing up, a lot of hers, at least I heard that if you don't know the person, then you say Avram ben Sarah. Okay, sounds like that, not like that from Nevinsal. It says v'me'enu yodeat shemo. If you don't know his name, yichavin ala chola shebedaito. You mechavin that I am picturing this such and such a chola, and that is good enough. That's what it sounds like from Nevinsal. That's what one would do if he does not know his name at all. Tinok shadayin lo shame, if it's you're davening for a newborn baby chas v'shalom who is sick and he has to daven for them, yomer ploni v'yasker shemo, you say he says over here ploni ben imo, or you say tinok ben Sarah, tinok ben Miriam, either one. Then he says like this: mish yesh lo shame ivri v'shem loazi. What if someone has a Hebrew name and a goyish name? Okay, we all know that many people will go by their shame loazi, they won't go by the shame ivri. What do you do then? So he quotes from Chaim Kanievsky, Hagrach Kanievsky Shlita Sover, Shetzarech La'azkir B'shmo HaIvri V'Aloazi. Chaim Kanievsky holds you have to say both. He has two names. He goes by the English name and the Hebrew name. You have to say both names when you're davening for him. Says Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsar V'Lichora Zetamua. He says, I don't understand why you have to do that. Eli Yaskirat Etshmo HaIvri. You'd only mention his Hebrew name, says Rav Nevinsar. Eli Imkain. Yesel Rak Shemulazi, unless he only has a Shemulazi. He wasn't given a Jewish name at birth. If he only was called Bob when he was born, so he then say Bob and Sarah. Okay, but as long as he has a Jewish name, was given it as Mila, a Jewish name, then you mention the Jewish name and you don't mention the name. If you don't know the, I don't know what Nevinsal would say, if you don't know the Jewish name, you know his Shem Lazi, you don't know his Jewish name, it could be then, you could be Somech on the Shem Lazi. I've heard people that would say one. Okay, so the last thing that Nevinsal points out over here in the Hara is that if someone has, obviously everyone has nowadays the Shem Mishpacha, you don't mention the family name when you're diving for them, that is only, it's all sources, non-Jewish sources, and therefore not to mention those things. Okay, Lacha Brura adds also, if you're davening for a cholin, let's say you don't know the mother's name, then you can mention the father's name if the mother's name. You don't say Ben Sarah if you don't know the mother's name. You know the father's name, so then say the father's name, that would work also. And generally, the only time we mention the mother's name is by cholin. By other things, you go by the father's name, like by your site. All right, let's move on to Siv Beis and then... Says the Mechaber in Siv Beis, Yesh Misha Omer, Shekshe Mosif B'Bracha L'Tzarech Yachid, Lo Ya'arich. If you're Mosif B'Bracha for L'Tzarech Yachid, then you should not be Marich B'Bakashas. And this is, the source is also over here. Mr. Brewer brings down over here in Siv Katan Yid Beis, Afilo B'Brichas Shomea Tfilah, V'Kol Shekein B'Shar Shar Brachas. Even this is even by Shomea Tfilah, and Kol Shekein B'Shar Brachas, you're not supposed to be Marich L'Tzarech Yachid during these brachas. Aval, says the Mishnah Berurah, after tefillah, afilu kodem yilu ratzon, motir laharich b'chol gavne, whether before the yilu ratzon or after yilu ratzon, you can be marich as many bakashas as you want to do. So I asked the Nevinsal today, lemaisa, when one wants to add a bakash in Shmoneh Esrei, where is the best time to go ahead and ask it? Do you do it in the bracha that it's shayach to? Do you do it in Shemeach tefillah? Or do you do it right before yilu ratzon, So lemaisa, what comes out of the psakim over here is a short, quick bakasha, that the best places to do it is in the emtsayos. And if one knows that it's connected to a certain bracha, the best thing to do would put it in that bracha, daven for a chola, in refeinu, daven for some parnasa, barich aleinu. If it's something specific to that bracha, a quick bakasha, you do it in those brachas. If he wants to be marich, what?
In the middle
of the bracha. After you started the bracha, before the end of the bracha, you added in anything that's shaykh to the bracha, you do at that point. But if you want to be marich, you want to daven with extra kavanah and be marich with bakashos over there, based on this Mishnah Berurah over here, is...
What do you mean marich?
So what is exactly like? So I asked Rav Nevinsal, what is the gedder of marich? So he said, like, Rafa nal ploni ben ploni, that is a short bakasha. He didn't exactly say what exactly a long bakasha, but you get the idea. Something that's very quick and short. Daven parnasa for someone quickly. That it goes in amsayos. You don't marich bibakashas over there. At the year before you are atzon at the end of davening, you can be marich for as long as you want. At that point of davening, you can be marich and ask for as much bakashas as you want. That would be the preference. And shmak oleinu, if you. Okay, if somebody wants to be marich, so that he goes in the bracha, that goes in the end of Shmona Esrei, either atzon shmak oleinu, that is something that either he forgot to ask for in the quickly, and then say he forgot to ask for fuah for someone, so he puts in shmak oleinu, or he has a specific bakasha that is not necessarily connected to any of the other bakashas of Shmona Esrei, so therefore he goes ahead and adds it in shmak oleinu. But if he wants to be marich once again, he does it at the end of Shmona Esrei, right before saying, Yidur Atzar, Mifivigonu Tadacha, Hashem, Suri, Vigo Ali, Icon for today.